I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. The gasoline tracking website GasBuddy.com says gasoline prices in the Champaign area have risen to around $3.95 a gallon. Petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan says most gas stations have raised prices by more than 60 cents a gallon from a week ago. He says that spike is happening in part because of pipeline glitches resulting in less gas production and the increase in corn prices due to the drought.
Corn, as many people know, is blended into gasoline in the form of ethanol. And with corn prices sky high, ethanol prices are sky high. And in some areas, ethanol is more expensive than the gasoline it's being mixed with.
DeHaan says he doesn't think the cost of fuel will go up any more within the next day, and he suspects by the fall we should start seeing prices drop to the mid-$3 range. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn says Walgreen Company plans to expand its operations in Illinois and create 500 jobs over the next 3 years. In announcing the expansion today, Quinn and Walgreen said the agreement is part of the Invest Illinois initiative. It calls for Walgreen to invest $75 million to expand and renovate more than two dozen corporate offices in northern Illinois. Quinn says the expansion will create good-paying jobs, attract more investment, and help fuel the state's economic recovery. Under the terms of the deal, Walgreen will also be eligible for tax credits tied to retaining 1,500 existing jobs. Quinn's office says the state's targeted investment package is estimated at $47 million. Walgreen currently employs more than 5,000 people at its Deerfield headquarters and surrounding offices. Caterpillar Incorporated says it's laying off nearly 170 workers at its Lafayette Large Engine Center in response to a drop in demand. The Peoria, Illinois-based company announced Thursday that the cuts set to begin in September at the North Central Indiana plant are a reflection of its flexible workforce that fluctuates with demand. Caterpillar's announcement comes on the heels of record second quarter results and labor turmoil at a Joliet, Illinois plant where about 700 union members have been on strike since May 1st. Caterpillar spokeswoman Rachel Potts tells the Journal and Courier that the job cut decision in Lafayette is not related to the Illinois labor dispute. The independent candidate running for Congress in Illinois' 13th district says all Bush-era tax cuts should have been allowed to expire. John Hartman of Edwardsville says when Congress voted to extend them this week, members failed to take the long view and tackle the country's budget deficit. He says the main objective should be for the U.S. to avoid the economic struggles of countries like Greece.
The way to do that is to start putting more in and taking less out. And so what will actually happen at the end of the year is that we will start receiving more revenue. And Congressional Budget Office reports this will have a very significant improvement on our deficit situation.
Hartman also suggests Congress may have to initiate a payroll tax cut that increases gradually over a span of 5 or 10 years. His opponents are split on the extension of the tax cuts. Democrat David Gill says they should only expire for those earning $250,000 more a year. But Republican Rodney Davis says allowing the cuts to expire is the same as a tax hike, and it's the wrong thing to do right now. Retiring Urbana Congressman Tim Johnson was the lone GOP member of Congress to vote down the tax cut extension Wednesday. Will County officials say they plan to meet later this month with Illinois' transportation director to talk about the proposed Piatone Airport. Nick Palmer is chief of staff for County Executive Larry Walsh. He says the meeting with transportation director Ann Schneider will take place in Springfield. County officials say the meeting is an indication efforts continue to get the airport built. Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. and others have long pushed for the airport. However, Will County officials contend the plan Jackson and his Abraham Lincoln National Airport Coalition support for the one terminal, one runway are flawed. They argued the project should instead be placed in the hands of a governing airport authority that would be led by Will County and approved by Illinois lawmakers. Indiana's elected leaders and would-be leaders are talking with Indiana's pork producers today as the Indiana State Fair begins its 17-day run. Governor Mitch Daniels and Lieutenant Governor Becky Skillman spoke with attendees of the Indiana Pork Producers annual ham breakfast this morning. Republican gubernatorial candidate Mike Pence and Republican Senate candidate Richard Murdoch also plan to work the crowd as they look for support heading into November's elections. The Illinois State Fair begins in 1 week. As Brian Mackey reports, the annual celebration of farm living is subject to the same thing that's been plaguing the rest of agriculture this summer, drought.
You don't have to look any farther than the corn. At the Farmer's Little Helper exhibit, where kids can learn about agriculture, the crops look much as they do in the rest of the state. Green on top, but yellowing at the bottom, with brittle leaves that crumble when touched. John Hawkins with the Illinois Farm Bureau says the yellowing always happens to corn. It's called firing, and it's the plant cannibalizing its nutrients to fill the ears with kernels. But it's not supposed to happen this early.
In a good year, these plants would be green probably up to Labor Day, and then they would start to dry out for harvest.
Fair manager Amy Bleefnick says apart from some patches of brown grass, she doesn't expect the drought or Springfield's water restrictions to affect the fair. She says safety is a higher priority than conservation.
Not only do people need water, and we have plenty of cooling stations and water available, but, you know, we have 10,000 animals on the fairgrounds during the fair, so those animals need to keep hydrated also.
Long-term weather forecasts predict temperatures will remain above normal. I'm Brian Mackey.
Champaign native Tyler McGill competes today in the finals of the men's 100-meter butterfly competition at the London Olympics. McGill placed third overall in yesterday's semifinals with a time of 51.61 seconds. That's faster than his qualifying time earlier in the day. Michael Phelps finished first overall. The men's 100-meter butterfly is scheduled for about an hour from now. Also today, Champaign's Gia Lewis-Smallwood competes in the women's discus qualifying round. In other sports news, the Chicago White Sox have played 16 of their last 19 games on the road, but tonight at 7:10, they will be back at U.S. Cellular Field to face the Los Angeles Angels. The Sox have won 7 of their last 9 games going into the opener of a 9-game, 10-day homestand. The St. Louis Cardinals open a 3-game series against Milwaukee tonight at 7:15 at Busch Stadium. When the teams faced off in Milwaukee last month, the Brewers took 2 of 3 from the Cubs. And from the Cards. And the Chicago Cubs are on the West Coast tonight at 9:10, where they will open a 3-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Cubs will send Jeff Samardzija to the mound to face Dodgers starter Chad Billingsley. Finally, an official at the University of Illinois tells the Associated Press that Penn State offensive lineman Ryan Nowicki is going to transfer to Illinois. The redshirt freshman is in the process of completing the necessary paperwork, according to an official who spoke to the AP today on condition of anonymity, because Nowicki's move has not yet been announced by either school. You can find more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.